What not to do, stereotyping Muslims or avoiding hard differences. In Muslim-Christian ministry conversations, Christian leaders often make two opposite mistakes. The first mistake is stereotyping Muslims. The second mistake is avoiding hard differences. Both mistakes harm ministry. Stereotyping happens when a Christian leader treats all Muslims as the same. The leader may assume every Muslim is Arab, every Arab is Muslim, every Muslim is hostile to Christianity, every Muslim understands Islam deeply, or every Muslim represents political events seen in the news. That is not wise ministry. A Muslim person may come from Indonesia, Nigeria, Egypt, Iran, Pakistan, Turkey, the United States, or many other places. Some Muslims are deeply devout, some are more cultural, some pray regularly, some do not. Some know the Quran well, some know only basic family traditions, some are curious about Jesus, some are cautious because they have been treated unfairly. The Christian leader must not reduce a person to a headline, a fear, a political issue, or a religious category. Every person is an image bearer. Stereotyping closes the door before the person has been heard. But the opposite mistake is also serious. Some Christian leaders avoid hard differences. They may say, "We all believe in the same God," or "Islam and Christianity are basically the same," or "Muslims honor Jesus too, so there is no real disagreement." That may sound peaceful, but it creates confusion. Muslims and Christians do share important conversation points. Both traditions speak about creation, prayer, moral accountability, judgment, mercy, prophets, scripture, and reverence for God. Muslims commonly honor Jesus as Messiah and prophet. But Christianity confesses more. Christians believe Jesus is the eternal Son of God, the Word made flesh. Christians believe Jesus died on the cross for sinners and rose bodily from the dead. Christians confess the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as the one true God. Islam generally rejects the Trinity, rejects Jesus as God the Son, and rejects the saving meaning of the cross as Christians understand it. These differences should not be hidden. They should also not be weaponized. The Christian leader's posture is clear and gentle. Do not mock Muhammad. Do not insult the Quran. Do not pressure someone in a vulnerable moment. Do not turn a hospital visit into a debate. Do not use fear-based language. Do not pretend the differences are small. Instead, ask, listen, clarify, and speak truthfully. A wise sentence might be, "Muslims and Christians both speak about God, prayer, judgment, and Jesus, but we understand Jesus very differently. Christians believe Jesus is more than a prophet. We believe he is the Son of God, crucified and risen for our salvation." That is clear. That is respectful. That is faithful witness.